Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, it's a beautiful sunny day and I've arrived down here in Swinford for an amazing activity that's happening this morning. It's called connectedhubs.ie. And really what it is it's, you know, these hubs, there's 400 of them across the country. They're all now connected and it's a really interesting infrastructure and an alternative to working from home. So the first person I'm going to meet is Tomás O'Shiachán, the CEO of the Western Development Commission. Now, tell us, Tomás, about this initiative. Firstly, how does it work and how did it come about?
Well, this is effectively a network of hubs. And the most interesting thing about this, I think, is that it was an organic network that was in existence that we're bringing together. Okay. So this really talks about joining up the dots. So on the user side, it means that users can find in real time and available space, they can go and book a spot, pay for it in advance, they can book it for a month or a week or whatever they need it for. Then from the employer point of view, it means that they're in a position to either collectively pay for a number of different employees spread across a number of hubs in one go, so it offers them collective billing, but it also means that they have a clear sense of a standard approach across the hubs. Okay. So they're insured as an employer in the context of employer liability and everything like that, that they're covered, that they know what their employee is walking into. But then I think, and most importantly from our point of view in the Western Development Commission, it's about the communities. So we see these hubs as economic drivers, because the most important thing that's happened is the connection of a person, the job and their location and a person has been disconnected. So now you can take your job and bring it with you. Now that presents challenges as well as opportunities. And among the challenges are the fact that it's important to be able to build a career. And I think that's something that we can work on. But in the immediate aftermath of COVID, there is a huge opportunity to use these hubs as economic drivers to regenerate rural and regional areas.
If we look at somewhere here like Swinford and we're in the old courthouse, that's been repurposed as a hub. It's a lovely space. And you know, isn't community about people, and isn't commerce in a community about people, you know, buying and selling off each other? So if you provide people into a community by virtue of it being a workspace, there will be commerce and there will be prosperity.
Absolutely, and I think you've put your finger on it. So in terms of what do economic drivers mean, it means that people that are in a position to bring their work and work remotely can go to a hub like this. They go to the mechanic to get their car fixed, they go to the hairdresser to get their hair cut, they go to the pub for lunch. They're beginning to spend money in the town, and that in turn helps other businesses. To some degree, it addresses the challenge of not everybody can work remotely, and we absolutely acknowledge that, and we've done national surveys over the last 2 years to identify some of the trends around this. There is a huge appetite for remote working, but conversely, there are challenges. There are challenges around, you know, social isolation, there are challenges around on occasion, the lack of an appropriate workspace, and we see hubs as the opportunity to address that. There are also huge benefits to remote working, and as a development agency aimed at developing not only the West, but now in the context of this, the similar problems across the world, across the nation, we can see that there's a very clear opportunity to spread people's opportunity to work in anywhere that they want. Outside of the main cities, you have the opportunity to have a lower cost of living and an improved standard of living, a better work-life balance.
And then does that bring us back then to the absolute necessity of good broadband?
It does. And interestingly, in the work that we did with NUI Galway last year, we found that in the top three challenges identified, broadband wasn't among those challenges. So I think the National Broadband Plan is unusual in that there is political agreement across the board that this is a good thing. No matter how much agreement there is, it is going to take time. So we see the hubs as a key stepping stone for those that are not in a position to have broadband in their home. But more importantly, it allows people to not continue the ultra-commuting that some people were doing, but to work closer to home, to manage that transition to a low-carbon economy that we've all spoken about, so that they can walk or cycle or drive a short distance to work and yet have a workspace that's appropriate, that looks professional.
Now, as I said earlier, I'm down here in Swinford in County Mayo at the launch of connectedhubs.ie, and I wanted to speak to somebody who uses hubs, and I'm delighted to introduce to you Cynthia Bahula, and she's the owner of the Video Marketing Academy and works out at Belmullet. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you, Bobby. How are you?
Now, tell me a little bit about your business first, and secondly, then, how you work in a hub.
So I've got an online business called the Video Marketing Academy. What I do is I coach small business owners on how to produce their own videos and how to market them online to attract their ideal clients.
Okay. So is this a business then that is located in a hub in Belmullet, you were telling me?
Absolutely. So my business is located in the G-Tech in Belmullet.
Okay.
I work from there. Most of my clients are coming from the US, the UK, Canada, a little bit from Ireland, and I'm working from the G-Tech in Belmullet.
And what's the advantage, as you see it, from working from the G-Tech in Belmullet as opposed to working from your own home or in a corporate office? What do you see as the advantages?
Several advantages. First of all, I've got a little 2 years old daughter, so it's good to run away, you know, get out of the house and, you know, have my own space to work, even if I've got space at home. But to be out of the house is number one. Secondly, the internet, it's very fast. The broadband is amazing. So as I said, my clients are all outside Europe, so I can work from there, fast internet. And then the community, there are other businesses there, other employees, business owners, so you don't feel isolated. You know, you can connect with them, you can network with them, and I think that's amazing.
And finally, can I ask you, how's business?
Business is good, thank you very much. I I've got a video production business, which is based in Dublin. COVID hit, I lost all my revenue, all my bookings, and so basically the Video Marketing Academy is my pivot from my original business, and the online is going great, which is amazing.
We wish you every success, Cynthia. Thanks for joining us, and Cynthia is from the Video Marketing Academy based in Belmullet. Thanks for joining us this morning, Cynthia.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
I'm still in Swinford, but I'm going to meet somebody who's been behind the history of this hub development. I'm going to talk to Stephen Carolan. He's the Hub's Program Manager at the Western Development Commission. It's all been very interesting here this morning, hearing the Minister speak, hearing the whole, I suppose, concept around connectedhubs.ie. So your involvement has been from a very early stage here. Tell us a little bit about it.
So in my previous role in Mayo County Council, I worked as a broadband officer, and that's where the DigiWest Hubs came out of. That was a network of four hubs involving Mayo County Council, Donegal, Sligo and Roscommon. So based on that idea, the Department of Rural and Community Development decided to scale that up into a pilot project for the Atlantic Economic Corridor region, which is Donegal down to Kerry. So based on the research we did on that and the extensive consultation sessions we carried out and the plan we put in front of the Minister last year when she got her feet under the table, she then gave that the green light to be a national project, and that's why we're here today. The consultations were very important because that was about listening to hub managers and what they actually wanted, instead of us putting our finger up in the air and thinking, we'll do that for them. Yeah. And that's why we have landed at this connectedhubs.ie portal today.
In your view then, as somebody who's been a part of this for a while, what's the big advantage do you see societally for people working from hubs as we go forward?
Well, we've all had to experience remote working over the last 12, 14 months now at this stage. And what's missing there from that is the disconnection between home and work. And that's where the hubs can step in. And a big piece of this project has been about communicating what hubs do and what they don't do. Because in many cases, anecdotally, I heard about, oh, there's a hub there. I didn't know there was a hub around the corner. And then they didn't know it was for them. So hubs are they're providing multiple different types of services. They offer multiple different types of products. So get onto connectedhubs.ie if you're a user. Find out about the hub that's closest to you. And it maybe can become your new blended working environment.
Well, it's definitely the future, and delighted to be here today. And thanks indeed to Stephen Carolan. He's the Hubs Program Manager with the Western Development Commission. Thanks very much, Stephen. And this definitely is the future, and it's arrived.
Thanks, Bobby. Good to hear you say that.